The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Homer, that's the White Sox being White Soxy. Yeah,
Jake bet them.
They blew it. And of course, I bet them on the run line, Minnesota, I should say. And well, that worked out real well. Or not Minnesota. Who did the White Sox play? Yeah, Minnesota. I bet it on the run line. And that's nice. Minnesota wins by one. Jake, very, very proud of himself, pulling a muscle currently in his tricep, patting himself on the back for betting the Byron Buxton home run. But we applaud home run props around here. Good job. Jakob, it is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Nick Friedel at the top of the hour, Odyssey NBA Insider. What do we take away from the game twos last night as we seem to have finally broken form on home teams only, at least in the last two games last night? And what do we make of tonight where the home teams are heavily favored, especially in Boston? Celtics by 14.5 over the Heat, Thunder by 7.5. over the Pelicans. Tyrese Maxey wins NBA Most Improved Player. We'll touch on that, plus maybe some updated series prices that we may or may not like as well. I mentioned earlier, Philly's 7-game winning streak snap. Starting pitching will do that to you against the Reds. The Reds' bottom half of the order went off. The Guardians have won 5 in a row now. Ben Lively, just 1 earned and 7 strikeouts over 6 1/3. Looks like the Pirates may be back on track, although they're not doing it with offense. They're only doing it with pitching. Bailey Falter follows up a nice start by Jared Jones. So they've won their first two against Milwaukee this week. White Sox will get another crack at the Twins with Crochet on the mound. So maybe we don't fade the Sox tonight. And weather could be a part of things as well, blowing in at Wrigley and at the Jake in Cleveland, out in Cincinnati, which makes it an even shorter park, out in Pittsburgh later this evening, out in the Bronx later tonight as well. And speaking of New York, the Mets are back to being the Mets. They've lost 3 in a row again, but they get Blake Snell this afternoon in San Francisco, 3:45 Eastern, 12:45 Pacific. Maybe that's where we start our handicap of today's MLB card, Joe. Blake Snell has been a disaster so far this year since signing with the Giants, and he's favored. Mets are plus 110 on the money line against the Giants this afternoon.
Yeah, it's been bad. 3 starts, 3 L's, ERA north of 11, But, want to talk about extreme numbers when you look at the peripherals? Mm-hmm. The ERA is 11.57, but the expected ERA is 4.07. The xFIP is 3.57. So that's a fraudulent 11. It usually is. It's been bad. As they were trying to ramp him up, get him ready for his start to the season, I did expect bad. I think we all did. And I know Jake's taking a victory lap on it, but I don't think anybody thought he was they were rushing to get him out on the field after finally signing the contract, that he was going to be lights out to start the year. It's interesting because Okay. So now we're doing the 1 start sample size. Okay. That's what we're doing. If it will support your argument, fine. I will give you that 1 start. But Snell has a good history against this team. So how much do we read into it? Is it more about the way he's been trending? Do you want to read into the peripherals more? It's interesting. 77 at-bats against the Mets. They're hitting only 208 against him. So he's got good history there. What do we want to trust? And we're now a few starts in. So we know he's going to obviously improve. It's just, when does he end up turning the corner? Does it end up happening today?
So can I tell you what I like in this game before I let Jake go off on Blake Snell, maybe, if that's what he still wants to do? I like matchups. I like Nimmo, for example, is 9-for-17 lifetime against Snell. Marte, 5-for-21, so the average isn't there, but he's got a couple of extra base hits in the mix. You could say the same for Lindor. Like, he hasn't had great success against Snell. I think he's like 5-of-32 lifetime, but three extra base hits in there, including a couple of long balls. Alonso, a pair of homers in the five hits he's had in 16 at-bats against Blake Snell. So that might be the angle I go in on, not necessarily fading Snell, not necessarily taking a side or even a total, just saying, hey, there's a couple of guys I like to do well today against Snell if they get an opportunity, especially if Snell stays in the game long enough for them to get a second at-bat against him.
So San Francisco's favored, so I assume that Jake's just fading that. Right, Jake? Yeah.
Have to, right?
Yeah. 100%.
If there's one entity that I dislike more than Blake Snell, it's the New York Mets and the history he has against them. It speaks volumes. Uh-huh. You're right. But I went the same route Chris did, matchups. That's where I tried to fade Blake Snell. And I immediately looked at Pete Alonso because he does have good history, a couple of homers, a double. And then I looked at the prices. Like, usually you would think a Pete Alonso home run bases are terrible. Like, I went to the Pete Alonso home run number thinking it'd be like 3-to-1. There's a 675 out there on Pete Alonso to hit a home run. Plus 150 for two plus total bases. When was the last time you saw that? Have we ever seen a 6-to-1 on Pete Alonso? Like, am I the idiot? What am I missing here? When have we ever seen better than 450 on Pete Alonso? This is almost 7-to-1. And I'm not saying I checked, I double checked, I triple checked that this was not first homer of the game. It's anytime home run. Plus 675 at MGM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow. I love it.
And he's not cold. He had a double yesterday. He had a home run on Sunday. He's gone 2-for-4 in each of the last two games in the series. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I missing here?
I don't think you're missing anything. I think we found the way to play this thing today.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily fading Snell as on the whole. It's finding a matchup or two that we like in this case, Alonzo, and going in on that, especially with that number. That's insane. So that's the Blake Snell play. What's the play for the White Sox and the Twins with Garrett Crochet on the mound? Part of me wants to say, okay, you got me yesterday, Chicago. You got me because I went Minnesota run line. Oh, you only lost by one. You still blew the lead. You're still the White Sox.
Yeah.
But it's Crochet, Joe.
Yeah, but you know what? Joe Ryan's pretty good too. That's the thing. On the other side, like you look at a lot of their numbers, they're really close. They have an identical K per nine number. Can you get to Crochet a little bit? His ERA is inflated. He's better than that. We all know that. Like you do pause when you see a Crochet start for the White Sox. Like, okay, maybe this is a day that I don't want to fade them. Joe Ryan is terrific though too. So that's the part that's interesting. Should Minnesota be minus 200 against Crochet? The answer is no. The answer is no. But is it like locked in that you have to take the other side? Are they going to do anything offensively? That's always a question. And it's a tough matchup with John Gray. They have no hitting. So that's a tough part for me. But in a vacuum, the favorite against Crochet is minus 200. You probably want to figure a way, whether it's first five or whatever, to back Crochet if you have to do something in this game.
Both these teams stink. I hate them both.
Yeah.
The Joe Ryan K number is 6.5, though.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Did you go under?
For the Ks? For Ryan?
No.
In the game? Total. For the total, I mean, two putrid, horrible offenses with, speaking of milkmen, basically milkmen and plumbers in the lineup, and two pitchers who are really good. I mean, Ryan's been pitching unbelievable. Like, his Cy Young number has come crashing down. Like, I'm kicking myself for not grabbing it earlier, but he's been awesome. Crochet, like you said. I mean, this Twins team is just so brutal.
It's only 6.5 runs. Oh, my goodness. What does that tell you? It's by far the lowest of the day.
That still might be good, though. Like, this might be a 1-0 game.
Yep.
This may set back the game of baseball several decades tonight.
The thing is, too, though, I don't trust either of these bullpens. So it might have to. I know the first five will probably be three, but still, like, that's like we could get through five and it's 0-0 easily.
That's probably the look. Anybody else considering backing Texas against Seattle? John Gray has been awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome this year. Awesome against them. And then I know with Seattle that you worry about the starter on the other side. It's Miller going, right? I believe so.
Yeah. Bryce Miller. Who's also pitched really well.
It's off to an awesome start. He's not 1.85 ERA. Ray good, but he's damn good.
Might be.
You think?
We're sweating some Cy Young tickets over here, all right?
Cy Young, that's what you'd probably need for him to win that. So in nearly a coin flip.
That might be an underplay, though, too. Just because, like, the Texas lineup has not been the same ever since Josh Young went down. Like, they're missing something. Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, they're awesome. That lineup is all out of sorts. Carter and Langford are doing nothing. And the Seattle lineup is...
That's the look that I actually really like is Corey Seager against Bryce Miller. He's only got like five career plate appearances against him, but he's got a pair of homers in there. So Seager, little just for funsies home run bet. Another one to keep on. Like I said, wind blowing out in a few spots today. Rowdy Tellez, 5-for-13 lifetime with 3 extra base hits, 2 homers against Bryce Wilson, and the Pirates are terrible at manufacturing offense, so they need somebody to hit a home run.
Yeah. I guess we just have to stay away from the Astros until further notice. This team's a joke.
They're a disaster. They are an absolute disaster. Tonight's NBA games, just 2 of them in about 25 minutes, and we go into last night's action and what we make of it going forward with Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel next here on BetQL Daily.